I would like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging. Are you ready to win at the game of life? Well, throw out that rule book and get down to the business of being the best and most authentic version of you. Welcome to the Human Design Podcast. We're changing the rules around success, abundance, purpose, love, and life, where we're creating a planet where everyone can thrive in a world that loves and supports each other. I'm your host, Emma Dunwoody, a qualified master coach, human design expert, podcaster, and entrepreneur that is living the life of my dreams, breaking all the rules while doing it, making a huge impact, and living my design and manifesting miracles on the daily. Join me as I break down and simplify everything you need to live in alignment with your human design, teach you how to recondition your unconscious mind for greatness, and to take back your power so you can manifest your heaven on earth and serve the rest of the planet at the same time. It's time to give up the fear and step into your highest potential, to reach for the stars, to know and live your greatness. It's what you deserve, and it's what the planet really needs from you. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. Hey, hey, and welcome to today's episode. Well, today I'm super excited to share with you the next step in your business success. Did you hear me last? Last week, I talked all about how you can work with your type to create success at any of the stages of business, whether that's startup, growth, or scale, and how specifically we should be focused more on the higher level details of our type, like signature theme and not self theme, really thinking about the container of our purpose instead of getting stuck in type memes and creating an identity of who we are and what we're capable of or not capable of given our type. Because really what we are and are not capable of sits a lot deeper in our design. Anyway, if you haven't listened to it, please go back, check it out. You'll love it. Now, today I want to talk about how specifically you can work with your strategy and authority at each of the phases of business. Now, let's first think about what this piece is, strategy and authority. Reflect on growing up, perhaps going to school, for example, or just when you were little at home. You were conditioned from a really young age to put your trust and faith in an authority that lay outside of you. That could have been your parents, teachers, the government, the media. The point being that you were taught from a very young age that someone else knew better than you did when it came to making decisions for you, or when it came to deciding who you are and how to behave, even more so. So today, I want to dive into strategy and authority because ultimately, when we practice these two things in our design and we align to them, then this, in my opinion, is the most powerful thing we can do with human design. And that is shift our primary authority from someone or something external of us to us, our internal guidance system and the universe that speaks to us through strategy. Of course, our inner authority is our internal guidance system. And when we listen to these two, strategy and authority that are in a constant communication loop, then this is where we create success in all areas of our lives. And today specifically, let's talk a little bit about business. Sound good? All right, let's dive in. So at the end of the day, when we talk about business success, I think this new paradigm that we're already creating, I mean, especially if you're listening to this podcast, you're already, you know, living in this new paradigm. You are building the new paradigm. And one of the things that we've seen over the last decade is a real shift in business, in marketing, in branding. And that is this shift away from this brand or this person is an authority. They're an expert. They know best. So therefore I should give them my trust and faith and follow them, to this new world where if we don't feel that a brand or a business matches our values or more specifically is authentic, therefore telling us the truth and being truthful of themselves, then all of a sudden we backpedal away from the business, the product, or the service, right? So I want you to think about this in your business right now or in your career right now. Your percentage or your how much you are being authentic is going to be a direct correlation to how much success you're going to have in your business and your career. Just let that land. Your success is directly correlated to how authentically you show up in your business or career. Whoa, right? Because if you were anything like me, and maybe you still work in a corporate world, maybe you're trying to build this business, but you are, but I was hustling my ass to be someone I thought my boss wanted me to be or my client, or my client wanted me to be. The last thing I was thinking about was being me, because I was so conditioned at that point to think that my authentic self wasn't good enough, so I had to be something that I wasn't. Whereas now we're seeing this right now in real time, where authenticity is probably one of the most important, if not the most important quality a business, product, or service needs to have to succeed in today's world. So that's pretty epic if you're here listening to the Human Design podcast, because human design is all about being your most authentic self, right? Now, there's also this, and don't get me wrong, I feel like the word authenticity and authentic is so overused. So let me just sort of redefine it a little bit. When I'm talking about authenticity, I'm talking about the version of you that never hides, the version of you that you don't ever put a mask over to make someone else happy or to please someone else or because you think it's appropriate. When you're authentic, you are literally just showing up as you are in that moment and trusting that it is enough, knowing that it is enough. So our authenticity comes from this place of no longer hiding, no longer striving and pushing and forcing to change ourselves, but instead from a place of love, trust, and acceptance of ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong, there is no such thing as perfection. So it's not turning up like being your perfect self and never trying to change yourself or never operating from fear or never getting it wrong. Of course it is. That's part of authenticity. The thing is it's about allowing yourself to be whoever you are in that moment. Even if that person is putting a mask on, it's a learning moment that's teaching you to go, oh, cool, I'm going to put that back down. I'm just going to be myself. And the more that we choose ourselves, the more that we choose the person that we were born to be, then the less we ever reach for a mask or our conditioning or all of the things that I know many of you, including myself, are working on to heal, to integrate, and to, yeah, move to your most authentic version. Okay, so the other thing I want to talk to you about when it comes to authenticity is, well, how exactly or how specifically can we be authentic in everyday life? Do you know the easiest way to be authentic in everyday life is just be present? Yeah, right? Let me say it one more time. The easiest way to be authentic in every moment, in everyday life, in your business, is to be present. What do I mean? How can it be that simple? Well, it's that simple because you're actually just literally in your physical body. You are dealing with whatever is in front of you and you're making choices in response, reacting or responding, I should say, to invitations. Maybe you're feeling that creative urge moving through you. Maybe you're really noticing that these people feel icky and you're choosing not to hang out with them anymore. When you are present in your body, authenticity becomes easy and effortless. And of course, human design is this beautiful way that we can almost, we get our cheat,
you know, our cheat map, if you like. I love to talk about our human design as this gorgeous treasure map that we have. And at the end of the day, you're the treasure. You're the one that gets to choose how you specifically shine. Not the knowledge, not human design. It's you that gets to choose. So our authenticity comes from being present in the present moment. Now, the next thing that I think is super important for you to understand is that when we are present, what are we? We are in our bodies. We are embodied. We are grounded into the present moment. And when we are embodied, what can we do? We can feel. We can feel our strategy. We can feel our authority. And then all of a sudden, we are making better decisions. So a large part of the challenge of strategy and authority in the early days of business, let's say you're in startup, is that you're so in your head, you're so in the knowledge, you're actually not embodied. And I was actually doing this learning, watching something that Jeffrey Allen did. So if you don't know who he is, he's all about energy. And he said this thing that blew my mind, that I was like, oh my God, you've just answered 50,000 questions. And that is, he said, the more embodied you are, the more your spirit is taking up your body. Your spirit is much bigger than your body, okay? So the more present, the more embodied you are in any moment, the more your spirit takes up the physical, energetic mass of your body. The more of that space your spirit fills up, so ideally we want our spirit to fill up the whole space, the less any other energy can get in. Like for me, that was mind-blowing. That was a mic drop moment. Because what is that telling me? That's telling me why I am not affected by other people's energy. I was, especially when I was doing depression and panic disorder. Why? Because I wasn't embodied. I was in my head. But these days, I am so embodied. I'm so in this body. I can feel what's going on. I can feel the knowing that is one of my primary clairs. I can feel the connection to source. I can feel the connection to my authority. And nobody else's energy influences me, or very little people's energy influences me. Why? Because I'm present in the moment. I'm embodied, I'm grounded, and I'm being authentic. This is also the way that you can be most connected to your strategy and authority. How good is that, right? Okay. So the next step, I want to just go through each stage of business, because I believe that often when we're learning business, it's all grouped into one big pot. And this line three is calling out what doesn't work, because bullshit. Who you need to be in the startup phase versus the growth phase versus the scaling phase are three completely different people, and probably like a dozen different people in between those three people, because there are different things needed from you, but you're also growing and evolving. You know, like if you're anything like me, you set out in business and you're like, I want to earn $1 million. I want to have massive global impact. I want to do this. I want to do that. Da, 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 da. And then you get pissed off in 6 months that it doesn't happen. Now, one of the lessons I learned really early on that was a game changer for me was, oh, crap, I see now. I actually have to grow into the person who can manage, run, and be the human that can have that successful business. So we need to understand that we have to go through all of these phases to become the human that can actually create the business, who can handle the business, who can lead the business, who can create not only exponential growth, which is what we tend to be so focused on, but longevity. You know, like, if we grow really fast, one of the first things that'll kick you in the butt is longevity. Can you actually sustain fast growth? So I want to just bring this back to strategy and authority for today. So if you're in the startup phase, this is like 0 to 2 years, you're hustling your butt. And I know that word triggers people, but the thing is, you're taking lots of imperfect action. Yes, it's aligned action. Yes, you're balancing work with rest or play. Yes, this is not me saying do it until you burn out, because I don't agree with that. But when you're in startup phase, you are going to have to take more imperfect action. You're going to keep moving, even though there's no guarantee of success. You feel like you're taking two steps forward and one step back. But this is actually the part of business that most people fail in, is this startup phase. And the reason why they fail is because they're not willing to make mistakes. So when it comes to strategy and authority, this is the part of your business that you have to be willing to make a decision using your strategy and authority. And if you made a mistake, actually, if you're an emotional authority and you acted too quickly, or maybe you thought your spleen gave you a hit and it didn't, you have to be more willing to experiment and to make these decisions and learn from those decisions than you are of how afraid you are not to take action on your strategy and authority. Because if you are waiting for the perfect knowing of your strategy and authority, that perfect clear, that's definitely it, then you are never going to succeed. And one of the things I want you to understand that, you know, when you're in startup, one of my primary questions is, are you talking about your business a lot? Yes or no? Most people say, yes, talking about like, yeah. But are you actually taking action? Are you earning money yet? And so many people say no. I'm like, then you're not even in startup phase. You're not even in startup phase until you're earning some sort of money. It doesn't have to be a lot. It doesn't have to be super consistent. But until you're earning money, you're not in business. So if you're in the startup phase, you want to be willing to just act on your strategy and authority. And every time you find yourself acting on it and not getting the results that you expected or wanted, then you learn, okay, I knew it. I knew I should have waited, or I knew I was talking myself into that. You have to learn from it, okay? So in this phase with strategy and authority, you are just taking imperfect action and you are learning from the feedback you get from the actions you take, so that you become more and more aware. This is also where I highly recommend you are creating some sort of presence practice or grounding or embodiment practice, okay? I look back at when I started business, and it was the same time, it was just after, or at least not long after, I started meditating. I had no idea how much impact meditation was going to have on my success in all areas of my life. And I still meditate to this day. A lot of days I do it twice a day. I've been doing it for 20 years. And one of the things that I am really good at is being present, especially with my clients. So this is a habit you want to be building. And the more present you can be, the more authentic you'll be easily and effortlessly without even trying. And the more authentic you will be, the more trust you'll build in your brand and your business. Also, the more present you are, the more you're going to get to know your strategy and authority. And in the startup phase, this is where you're building habits that are going to get you to growth and scale. Because if you don't have the habits that are going to get you to the next phase, then you're never going to get there. You know, I always remember one of my mentors in advertising was like, you always want to dress for the job you want. You want to be doing the job you want. It's the same in business. So the next stage, let's talk about growth. Now, once you get to the growth stage, for me, that was 3 to 5 years. This is the stage where you have done a lot of experimenting. You are earning consistent money and you've learned to say no and stop doing the things that aren't working. Okay. So how specifically is strategy and authority different now? Well, by this stage, you trust it. There's no more thinking, oh, was that my strategy and authority? You have chosen to go all in. You've spent, I don't know, 2 years, you've spent a year, you've spent a significant period of time getting to know your strategy and authority, and now you trust it. You just operate from that place where you trust strategy and authority. You listen to yourself as the primary authority in the business. Now, that means that you have the buck stops with you. You take full responsibility. That doesn't mean you have to be everything and know all the answers, because no one can be those things. But that means that when your strategy and authority tells you not to work with one, and this used to happen to me all the time. I once was like, oh, I so want to work with this human design person. And it was like, I tried and it just didn't work. My emotional authority was just like, no, no, no. And finally, I was like, you know what? I just know that I don't need this. It's my mind. It's my ego telling me that I think I need this. And ultimately, I was spot on, like absolutely spot on. So by the time you get to growth phase, you know how your authority and your strategy looks, feels, smells like. When the knowing drops in, you are really aware and you take action. You take action when your strategy on authority talks to you. If it sends you to an expert and tells you that this is the person to work with, you work with them. You invest the money. You don't think about it. If it tells you, no, you need to stop doing that thing in your business, even though your mind is so attached to, but I have to do that thing for the money, you say no, you let it go. This is where you're really starting to trust it, trust it, trust it. Now, by the time you get to scale, this is where you're not even thinking about strategy and authority anymore. In fact, you don't even, like, so often now, I don't even realize I'm operating from strategy and authority. You know, I'm at this place that I just instinctively know what a yes and a no is. I don't have to sort of check in. I don't have to really pay attention to my body as much as I used to, because it's so subtle and I've built the habit of trusting it. So my body, like driving a car, has learned to become a sub, like it's subconscious to follow my strategy and authority. Let me give you an example. When we learn to drive a car, we start being unconsciously incompetent. Okay. We have no idea how much we don't know, and we can't do anything. Then we move to consciously incompetent, which is usually when we freak out because we become aware of all the things that we don't know and the experience we don't have, and the lack of competency that we have. Then we move to consciously competent. So this is when we've done a number of hours, we've learned to drive a car, maybe we've learned to drive a manual car, we know how the road rules work. We're still thinking about it, but it feels like, okay, I've got this, I can do it. And then we move to unconscious competency, which is what most people, once they've been driving for a year or so, then you're in unconscious competency. So by the time you get to scaling your business, this is where you should be with your strategy and authority. You don't think about it. You just be it. You just learn it. You know, you don't think about your authenticity. You don't think about being present. You just are. It's the things that you choose to do. It's the habits that you choose to build on over this time. And those habits are still, although upgraded and improved for this new version of you, they're still there. Things like, in my case, it's meditation. So anything that keeps you grounded in the body, present, for example. So when you use strategy and authority, ultimately they are going to guide you to success. The universe, strategy, and your inner authority want to take you on the shortest path, the shortest route to your authentic success. However, so many of us let our minds get in the way. We second guess ourselves. We let fear override. We make choices that we think we should make instead of trusting strategy and authority. So the key to all of this is get in early and experiment with it. Really trust it. And when it doesn't work, when you make the incorrect decision, learn from it. Remember, we're winning or learning. And when you go down that path, you ultimately, your goal is to become the primary authority in your own life. That means that when you're unwell, you can trust your internal guidance system. You can trust the universe to bring you the right healing modalities. When you are looking for love, when you trust your strategy and authority because you've experimented with it, it means that it's going to lead you to the right people and you're going to learn the lessons or heal the things faster because you're listening to your body. You're listening to your strategy and authority. So I encourage each and every one of you listening to go and experiment. Have a feel into where you are in your business. Are you in startup? Are you in growth? Are you in scale? And if you are in one of those three places, then ask yourself, do I have the relationship with my strategy and authority that's going to get me being authentically me and creating authentically authentic success? And if the answer is no, then off you go. Go practice. Go and get it done. All right. Thanks, everyone. I trust you got what you needed from today's episode. Thank you so much for being here with me, and I so look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.